Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
But Wednesday, we're going to start it off with a little remix. DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable, Jazzy B, Monsters Radio Live, Wet Wet Wednesday. We making it quake tonight, like the water, baby.
I love the way you found me. I love the way you found me. But you don't understand, it's way more than. When I
fuck you,
I would cross the ocean for you, stroke through your ocean for you, and then I rub the lotion on you. You gotta add a lotion on you. I wanna see the moon shine on you. I gotta see the moon shine on you. A little more lotion on you. Tryna take my time on you, baby. Tell me
who can make sweet love? I mean, who can kiss and love?
Don't use those hands to put up that gate and stop me.
When we,
I can be aggressive.
I
can be a savage.
I
just need your blessing.
Need
say that I can never.
Did it on the stairs? Did it make it to the room? Had it Gucci, lick it all up my new Gucci shoes. Kiss it on your neck. You told me that I'm too deep. Need to tell your ex, leave you alone in your crib. I saw her face down. Write me like a pony. These niggas so phony. Treat you like a trophy. You know I picked up when the phone rings. You know I go deep till I make you scream. You say my D game amazing. Ooh, D game on strong. Fuck it up all night long. Beat it up, get wiped down. Ooh, D game on strong. Fuck it up all night long. Beat it up, get wiped down.
I'm gonna be aggressive. I can be a savage. I just need your blessing. Say that I can never.
Face down, ass up. I'ma put all of my face in. You come in while I keep tasting. Now I'm breaking. You a big girl and you taking. I'm a laying. I think I love you, I'm saying it. It's the kind of fucking that'll make you make me number one on your list. It's the kind of fucking that'll make you question who you've been fucking with. You got plenty miles and baggage, but I could still make you a savage. Possibly you make you the baddest. Have you screaming out, you can never be.
Yeah.
You are now listening to Monstrous Radio. Wednesday, online radio with the roar, where the underground artists are above ground and they making quakes like a waterbed tonight. I'm DJ E Monster. You are now in my Monster Mix, but we are about to start it up a little bit, so we're going to bring Miss Unbelievable on. How you doing tonight, Mama? Hello.
Okay, can I just say that song just hit my soul tonight? Like, it just like, ooh, and waterworks just happened. I'm just going to say, I ain't going to say where. I'm just going to say the waterworks just started happening, and I had to catch myself, but I'm good tonight. It's all about the wet tonight. I'm just saying.
Okay, that's what's up. Baboosh. As you all know, it is interactive radio. This is like sex therapy. It's kind of like Karma Cafe, you dig? But we don't want to hear your problems. We help you with your sexual issues, you know what I mean? You got a question you need some help with. You need a tip, or you just got a question. You need somebody to help elaborate with you. Tonight's the night to do it. 424-243-9649. You got to use your pinky finger and feel sexy when you press 1. But definitely, we can help you around here. We also have sexual discussion. People call in. Who knows what can happen? Because this is what, Miss Unbelievable? This is all recorded what?
Huh? What?
Live.
I'm sorry.
This is live. This is, see, this is all live. I don't know what I was
live.
Talking about, but this is
well,
all live.
It's live. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm
no
sorry.
Script.
I told you I had to catch myself. I'm just like imagining. And then you was like, you said the number 424-243-9649. You said press your finger. I was like, man, can we use our tongue? Can you use your penis? I'm just at a different. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
She's over here monstrously with a roar. That's what's up. So, one of the things we're going to talk about tonight, I'm pretty sure we got some people calling in, but until they get here, some things we're going to talk about in between the music is do you enjoy conversation during sex? That's what we're going to talk about. Let that marinate with y'all. Yeah, that's going to be the question tonight. Do you enjoy conversation during sex?
Like, hello, how you doing? Or what conversation are we talking about?
I'm going to talk about it coming up in a little bit. I'll let y'all know a little bit more. but for now, I'm going to leave it at that. Conversation.
Okay.
During sex.
Okay, I guess I'm going to have to wait. Y'all know I ain't patient, especially when she dripping. I just want to know what we talking about. But I'll wait. Y'all wait with me, okay? Y'all wait with me.
Oh, wait. So, all right, let's get into some wet. Check it out. Here's some new Keith Sweat. If you ain't heard it, this is coming Cadence Price. This is called Boomerang. Seeing that she over there having a snapback moment over there. Yeah, there.
Snap
so, Boomerang.
Back.
Yeah.
Y'all bear with me when we get back, because, it's that type of night.
Yeah.
Come on, Keith. Make it do it.
Thinking about you.
Make it
do it. Last night was crazy. Can we do it again?
Six in the morning, boy, I'm so hungry. Abba, that's tall as five and feel. Love me so long.
Your body and riding in with me. cause you know just what I'm gonna do. I'ma whisper in your ear and say those freaky things to you. Temperature rising, fire, fire, and I'ma give you all of this love. So come here, baby, let me drive you crazy. I hope you're ready.
Okay, now everybody knows it's cold everywhere right now. So, hey, they got the city shut down. They got government shut down. The mail ain't even going nowhere. But my question is, are booty calls shut down? That's what I want to know. Y'all doing booty calls tonight? Hit us up. Let us know on the Monstar page on Facebook, T-H-E-M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z, and you'll find us. This is Shantae Moore, Cover Me in Snow. On a wet, wet Wednesday, 50 below zero, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and St. Paul. Get in. Let's go.
Make you like me shine. Light show holiday season. Get in the gift and cheer that you got a reason. You can surprise me, baby, no peeking. On and hide as it while I'm sleeping. Wanna get up, I wanna see all that you got. You told me that you won't put me on the rack. So make me cold. Squeeze me up from my head to my toes. Cover me in snow. I want you to. Cover me in snow. I want that from you. Cover me in snow. Baby, this Christmas.
Okay, Wet Wednesday. Tonight we're talking about, do you enjoy a conversation during sex? Okay, Miss Unbelievable is looking at me like, what is you talking about? Like, how was your day? Did you print off so many papers? Did you get your work done? I'm going to explain it here in just a moment. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable. All right, I'm going to explain to the people now. What do I mean by, do you enjoy a conversation during sex? That's what I'm about to explain here. So, all right, this is what I mean. Like, when you're in the moment, getting it in, you dig, or you're about to get it in, do you like it when somebody whispers to you, you dig, that they like it? Not so much asking you, do you like it, or how do, or maybe they might ask you, how do you like it? You know what I mean? Or somebody would be getting, like, you be in the moment, and they'd be like, oh, damn. Oh, shit, I like this. You know what I mean? Oh, shit, mommy, okay, I can't handle that. You know what I mean? Or be vice versa. You know what I mean? I'm talking about a sexual conversation, a conversation during sex. Now, I ain't talking about no, how was your day? I can't stand this motherfucker. Now, if you want to take out some stress at some point, that's cool. You didn't knock that shit off. But I'm saying, during my special moment, yes, I like a little conversation during sex. That's what I'm talking about. Do you understand what I mean there, mama?
Yeah. I'm visualizing it too. Yes, daddy. Yes. Come on with the conversation. What we talking about? Yeah. You started. I finished. Go ahead. Boom. Role play. Don't play up in this, bud. Role play. What you say? We role playing today. Is that what you said? We gonna show them how to.
But yeah. So, you know, I think a lot of things when it comes to, you know what I mean, making love or your fucking whatever it is, there's you have to put some intimacy in it. Even if it's just a quickie, if you can throw a little bit of quick-ass intimacy into it. And I mean, like, take it beyond just some strokes. You know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of people today, like, sex is for fun. You know what I mean? It's a contest, some whatever. But when you put some intimacy, or should I say passion, into it, no matter what, you know what I mean? It'll make that shit feel a little bit better. A little bit better.
You know, I mean? Personally think it makes a lot better. Yeah, I think it makes a lot better. The more passion... I won't even say passion. The more energy you feel from that one person, the more energy that other person will go. Like, if you know that that person is giving you it all and she ain't holding back or he ain't holding back, you're going to give it. Like, you're going to be like, oh, shit, I ain't going to hold back. What you say? Go deeper. Yes, how much deeper can I go? And then you know when she's holding the bed and you be like, oh, she wants me to go deep, deep. Oh, okay. Maybe you want me to go deep, deep. And then you know what I'm saying? And then it's like the energy that you're creating from one another's body language. And, like, you know, when you start nibbling on the ear and you be like, you know, saying nasty stuff in the air, like, how you want it, you know, you want me to flip it over this. Like, you know, just some fun stuff that you'd be like, we about to get nasty? Because you know the energy if you're going to get nasty or if you're going to be sensual. By the way, you know, you start that conversation like you're saying.
Now, I do have to say in there at the same time. Now, I have to, no, you know, I'm just going to leave it sexy. We're going to leave it sexy.
Well, was you going to be nasty? Because, I mean, you know, we could be nasty, too. Like, what are you talking about? Don't stop. Get it. Don't stop. Rock with your question. Come on. Don't stop now.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just a little bit more. But we're going to do that right after one track. This right here is Lloyd.
Right after this.
It's called Karma.
Right after this.
We're talking about talking, not all that moaning. Now, there's a difference.
I just say moaning.
And all that moaning. See, that's what I was going to talk about. See? Yeah,
but
we'll get
moaning.
To it.
Yes. 4-4, 2-3.
Episode is Wet Wet Wednesday, but what was you gonna say? You like that one? You like that one?
Yeah, I mean, I like that one. I mean, whenever someone could get me dripping in my bed by just a thought of from a song, whew, just imagine when someone is there, Jesus. But yeah, I'm breaking you off. I'm break. That's all I'm gonna say. Just getting broke off.
All right, she's still over there having her moment. So I
have my moment, y'all.
So what we're talking about right now, we're talking about right now, we're talking about do you enjoy a conversation during sex? Like I had to explain to Miss Unbelievable now. I ain't talking about, no, hey, how was your day? Such and such got on my nerves. When I went to pick up the kids, the car wouldn't start. No, we're not talking about that type of conversation. We're talking about a sensual conversation. Like, damn, baby. Oh, you feeling good tonight. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, you know what I mean? I'm talking about those type of conversations, nibble on your ear type shit, whisper conversations. That's what we're talking about. Now, we're going to phase off that. Looks like we got somebody that chimed in and pressed one. Matter of fact, before I get to my other point, let's check in with them right quick and see how they feel about our topic tonight. 612-310. Who we got on Monsters Radio Live, Wet Wednesday?
Man, first and foremost, let me get it right. You know the kid had came in, had to chime on in. First and foremost, that song was dope. I only got a little bit of it, but that little piece that I got it was really, really dope, man. He kind of sounded like Lloyd. Is that Lloyd?
Yes, that was Lloyd. That's off his new album.
Okay. Oh, yep. Just making sure. Yeah, so my son and walk in here. Oh, you're not supposed to be listening to what I'm finna talk about, son.
Anyway, right.
Yeah.
Why don't you turn it out a little bit until you walk out? Get out of here.
I'll see you in a second, okay?
You wouldn't believe how many times people have said I'd be wanting to call in. But as soon as I get ready to push one, somebody comes around and it'd be my kid or somebody else or my mom or somebody else, somebody they don't want to hear or they're at work.
Oh, man. So. My kids stay on my heels. So I had to, you know, kind of put them out. Okay. Back to the regular scheduled program.
Right.
Conversations while the session is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I close with it. I've had conversations during the session. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. It just to hear a woman talk during it and just excited during the process.
Yeah. Right. Or let's keep it 100. Or I say take it even a little further. Or she's trying to talk. You dig? Or she'd be like,
I am saying song. You have lost your soul. Your soul is mine. Okay.
Matter of fact, you know what? That is so, you know, it's all about sex tips and helping you improve, you know what I mean, what you got going on. You dig? We already know y'all got a hella game going on, but we trying to help y'all enhance that a little bit. But I love what she just said. Now, ladies, if you're not listening with your man right now, tonight, or fellas, you can even do it tonight. When y'all getting it in, at that moment, whisper to that motherfucker, "Ah, shit, can I have my soul back?" I guarantee that motherfucker with you is going to turn up on your ass right then and there.
Man.
Right. Am I lying?
I challenge every dude that's listening tonight. Challenge them. Put on. You get in that mood, whether it's tonight or tomorrow night, whatever. When you get back into that mood and you say them fatal words, if she don't go, oh.
Can I have my soul back, please? Please.
See, look, you get people in trouble. See, look, you do
right,
the most.
Right.
You do the most. Sometimes you don't know when to hurt. Okay? You don't know when to hurt.
It's unbelievable.
She have a dude just explode and fuck around and say them words. And that nigga gets super hard again. Be like, oh, ooh. No. Mm-mm,
say
girl.
The words. Well, round
say the
two.
Words.
You want it again. Round two.
Like,
yeah.
I want some. Give me that soul back. Give it right back.
Give me that soul back. Can I have
right
it back?
Back?
Can I have it? Can I
hush
have it?
Hush, woman.
I'm getting shush.
Yeah. Yeah, hush. But I mean shush.
Well,
Well, it must be right on time because it's about time to take a breather again. Let's see. I got one coming in from the Twin Cities. Check it out. This right here. This is a great song. I think all Minnesota DJs should have this in their playlist. I'm dead serious. This right here is Finesse and T-Lace. This is called Tonight. If y'all ain't getting off on this, I don't know what to tell you. Wet, Wet Wednesday, Comic Cafe. Oh, we music from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Fresh about the shower, you said you'll be on your way. I'm gonna keep it hot and wet for you, babe. Cause I know just how you like it, and I got something exciting in store. Knocking at the door, greeting you in nothing but a towel on. Follow me into the kitchen. And you know I made dinner, but I'd rather skip straight to dessert. It's sweet and irresistible, the mood is right. All we're missing is an HD device. Turn on the red light, you can call it special. Tonight I'm gonna cater to you. We're gonna make a movie tonight. We're gonna record. All in no cost. Cause tonight you wear a real boss. Now baby, take a load off. Girl, just take a load off. Baby, take a load off. Girl, just take a load off. Oh, the sweetest irresistible.
Finesse and T-Lace.
Tonight, tonight,
wet, wet Wednesday.
I wanna get freaky with you.
I got one more hometown talent coming up. Then we go over to the lines right after that. Stick with us. Wet, wet Wednesday. Ooh, wee music.
Hey, yo. This your boy Mike DeCole, Mr. R&B, and you're now listening to your man DJ E Monster on Monsters Radio.
Hey, baby. Good morning.
Good morning, baby.
No, not good morning. Good morning.
Wake up before the sun rises, the light shines through the blinds. You got that look up in your eyes, saying, baby, you know it's time. Get up. This kind of hunger can't be fixed with just some bacon, eggs, and grits. We gotta hurry up and do it. boy, it's time to wake the kids, get them up. Time for school. And I'ma grab you by your head now. Put your legs around my waist now. Turn me on when you make that sound. All I wanna hear is good morning. There's no better way to wake up. Even with morning love in my cup, I will stop until you say no. All I wanna hear is good morning. In the morning.
Girl, call it late because I'm all around too. Your body is mine and I'm not through with you. No gym is needed in this exercise.
I have your neck shaking, your heart rate up. Without your room, girl, you're gonna learn.
Making love in the laundry room while we washing clothes.
Oh, you got that thing up high on my tippy toes.
I'm gonna grab you by your head.
Let me grab your
legs around my waist.
Put your legs around
me.
Is that what he wanted here? Good morning. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. All you want to hear is good morning. Come here. Good morning. Hey, you. Good morning. You over there. Good morning.
Hi.
I want to hear good morning.
Stanky ass. Look.
Stanky
ass.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
All right, so we're talking about tonight. Do you enjoy a conversation during sex? Like I said before, I had to explain in the beginning. Disclaimer, I'm not talking about how the day was with the kids and the car didn't start and it was cold out. No, we're talking about a passionate conversation, like, oh, your body to me tonight. And apparently a great thing to say is, can I have my soul back? So that's what we talking about tonight, sexy conversation. I think I had another one, but I think we kind of got stuck on that one, and I forgot what my other one was. But hold on, y'all. We got another person that called in, press one. Let's check in with them and see how they feel about a conversation during sex. 651-313, who we got on the line? Hello.
So serious.
What's good, mama?
What's good?
She's glad to hear from
you. You know what? Look, let me just start by saying, unbelievable. I've been listening.
I'm
all I said was good morning. All I said was, can I have it? Can I have it? And ooh, and good morning. Can I have my soul? That's all I said. That's it. Then I got shush. I want shush.
I need some of that fun too. Fuck it.
So I
tell
so
what,
us
what
how you feel about.
Nothing. I ain't say nothing.
Tell us how you feel, girl. Tell us how you feel. How you feel about the conversation?
Mm-mm.
It's so serious.
You know, yes, I'll be so serious. I'm sorry.
So how you feel about conversation?
Good morning, evening.
Right. So how you feel about the topic? Do you enjoy in conversation during sex?
I mean, I like to be talked to. Smooth talk me, daddy. What you talking about?
Mm-hmm. She was so serious with that comment, though.
You know I'm serious.
That's when you know somebody is dead ass serious. Fuck you talking about? Them words right there. Fuck you talking about? Will solidify mm-hmm. their comment. Okay.
Tell you, talk baby to me, man. Don't be scared to talk baby to the pussy. Fuck. No, I'm sorry. Stop talking like that.
You not playing. You not playing, Miss So Serious. You not playing. You so serious right now. We can feel you on this phone.
This is not the radio station to be holding back on about anything, girl. You don't let loose. Okay. Don't you hold back on shit.
That is the problem. I can't let loose. I gotta keep it tight. I mean, what I meant to say is that. No.
You definitely need a whooping right now. You need a definite whooping right now.
Who won't do that? Hey, that's why I'm freaking out. Because I ain't been looking right. Have you not been listening to the conversation?
Thank you.
But on the other hand, I would like to be talked to during intercourse.
Well, I think it's a unanimous decision that, ahead, because I was about to switch it up, but go ahead. What were you going to say first?
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, it's an agreement that, you know, talking is a must. Conversation to the pussy is a must. Conversation to the dick is a must. Ladies,
ooh, wow.
It's a must.
It's a must.
Ooh, la, la.
You
right.
gotta know how to speak to it before it can wake up and talk to you back. It can talk back to you. Just
right. And if you don't know,
be that dick philosopher. You're a true dick philosopher.
And if you don't know what to say during the conversation when you talk to it, hum your favorite song. Get in. I don't give a fuck what it is. Hum your favorite song. That'll help you out. Definitely. That'll help you out. I'm not going to say what song, because last week I got slammed on. Talking about you put your age out there. But we're going to leave that alone. That ain't wet for tonight. Oh, my. Magic copyright. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Magic copyright. Yep. That's all you need right there. Magic copyright. So, you know, I don't want people to, you know, because sometimes people experiment and they'll fuck around and do too much. Now, what I mean by that is, now we said have a conversation. Don't be trying to yell, hey! No, that shit don't work at that time. But also, for me, like the song Good Morning. If you're going to do that shit, it better be like at a minimum, a very light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Don't be trying to overdo it, because I keep it whining, and you ladies can tell me if this was true or not, because a lady told me, because it fucked me up every time. A lady gets to doing all that extra shit, I'd be like, you know what, I'm finna get up. Stop lying. Because a lady told me once, like, you know, I believed in
all that shit. All that extra shit. You know what I mean? Like a chimpanzee trying to run out the zoo. I thought that's what it was. You know what I mean? But a woman told me, like, for real, she was like, that's what she said. No, that's not it.
No, it don't work like that. It don't work like that. Let me tell you that most females be doing all that hooting and hollering. 9 times out of 10, the bitches these days, they be faking it because they be so loose and you know that you they doing something that you, whatever. No. Okay. Let me tell you something about a real woman's vagina, okay? Let's be real honest right now. A woman, she ain't going to make all of that noise unless you trying to pound that shit knowing that this bitch got walls and you trying to break your way through. It ain't going to work like that, boy. So, I'm just saying. You know, don't pound on my shit. Yeah, I'm like, what is you talking about? Don't look like on me. I'm like, oh, motherfucker, I got walls. Don't you feel that it is? Look to be pounded on. That's how you're trying to ease your way through.
Right, there is a difference between a ooh and a oh shit.
It all depends, because sometimes they do it if they ain't got no walls. Okay, some people do it to make the man feel good because they really ain't feeling it. But for the ones that have walls,
bitch, you know good and well you ain't got no walls, so why you holler like that?
Right.
Yeah, bitch, but
so the ones who do have,
let me in, loosen up. No, niggas, ain't no loosening up. Maybe what the fuck? You're not gonna pound on my uterus, my vagina, none of that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where you at?
Right.
And then some bitches when they come down, they're like, "What the fuck did you do? I don't feel nothing. Fuck is going on?"
Right. Now that's one angle. And go ahead, Miss Unbelievable, with the other angle. Now the other part is she does it because why?
Because her walls, you know, she doesn't have any. Like, she doesn't, it's almost like she's too wet and she doesn't want to feel it, and she's tired, and, you know, she's tired of you. Maybe she's not enjoying it, so she wants you to finish. And so she gets the faking and making all kind of noises and then you know it's not real. But when a man knows when they're not faking it because her walls are tight and she's moving back and she's running away, if she's running away making noises, she's not playing. But if she's just laying there and she's making all that noise, yeah, she playing, dog. She can't feel you.
Right, she's trying to coach your ass to be something bigger.
Yeah, but if she's running away from that dick, yeah, she gonna be screaming and hollering all night. The neighbors will know your name. Yes, they will.
I'm sorry,
know your
name. That's good. Yes, they were gonna know my name when I'm done with that. But yeah.
Now you ladies, I have to tell me about this. Now I always seen it like this, because if that would happen to me, I would always ease back. Now, I know some dudes would be like, oh, she's running up the wall. But to me, all that stuff, it usually, like Ms. Tosiris says, she's usually in pain a little bit. Now, she might be trying to take it to please your ass, you dig? But you might want to ease back a little bit and make it where she feels more relaxed and more comfortable, where she feel like she can take it and she don't have to worry about it hurting and stabbing in her and shit like that. So sometimes that could be a bad thing if she's running up the wall. You might be actually running her ass up the wall because it hurts. So you might need to ease back a little bit. But, lady, you tell me how y'all feel about that. Is that right or wrong?
You want to go first?
Okay. I mean, should I have been killing that pussy?
Ain't no killing the pussy. Let me show you something. There's coochie and there's pussy. Okay, there's a difference. There's a difference. Yeah, no one has to fake the point. A pussy, you don't know a pussy from a pussy because the pussy is tight.
You're kind of playing out a little bit.
You're born in that motherfucker because that pussy has to tell because that pussy got walls. It got muscles where it could grip your shit. If you're going there too far, that pussy don't know. I'm trying to tell you. Listen to my words. Because pounding ain't no money. You're not going to give me a chance to run up the wall. Fuck that. I'm going to push you the fuck away from me before any of that. If I feel you trying to go in too far, you just doing too much, oh, yeah, it's all, we got to fight, because no, it don't work like that. I don't understand why men do that. Like, that's just, that's crazy.
Right. Well, now, there is two kinds of women out there. There is two kinds.
Okay.
I'll let you comment, Juice. I see you keep trying to squeeze in it, but there is two kinds of women out there. There are some women that like the soft sensual that might say, yeah, please ease up a little bit. Don't chase me up the wall. But there are some women out there, you dig, that'll be like, nah, motherfucker, if you ain't chasing me up the wall, you ain't doing it right. If you not halfway, when you pump slap me halfway across the room, you not doing it right. Some women like that pain.
WWE.
Right.
You know what? You know what? Seriously.
Huh.
No, so it's about the adjustment. Okay, so if it's my first time with you, I want to be able to adjust to be able to, you know, adjust to your dick, because each pussy and each dick is different. So if you start not banging me out, then no, I'm not gonna know how to adjust. Okay, that's the first round. But second round, I want you to, you know, I want to figure it out. Yes, but yeah, if I'm backing up, okay, that's letting you know I'm adjusting. Okay, but when we do it the second time, I'm there. You can beat it up, fuck it up. Hey, that's what we going to do, because now I'm adjusted and now I understand how my pussy reacts to your dick. If she's still clenching up, that means she don't like you. You know, your pussy talk and your dick talk. They talk to one another when it's time. Okay, if she still don't like you, then I'm going to tell you, you know what, she's just not feeling you. You're going to have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But you
got to
know what your pussy like.
I, you know what, I can honestly agree with what she just said. Because your dick will talk for you, your pussy will talk for you. I had a situation where I just could not get hard for a girl. And I've been with this, look, check this out. Shorty was a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I had no idea how I couldn't get hard. I just could not get hard with her. I couldn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wanted, like, I was just finna give her the business, and all of a sudden my dick was like, nigga, she ain't the one. Nope. Like, nope, I'm not getting hard. Nope. You gonna look stupid today. And I was like embarrassed in the motherfucker. So you know the player that I am. I had to make sure it was her and not me. And he just knew what the hell he wanted down there. I made another phone call. Another quick phone call to another one. Skedaddled over to her house. Or you know what, that motherfucker said, Ten Chun? Oh yeah. It was her. Oh, okay. Apparently the conversation just wasn't working for him down there, because it just would not salute for her. But when I went when I went clear across town to St. Paul and met up with that one, he was like, "Come and talk to me. I really wanna meet her." Yeah, he was on some other stuff. And I couldn't get him to shut up at that night. I was like, wow, I didn't understand. I thought it was something wrong with me. But no, it's the truth. I understand. Women, I understand. I understand what y'all go through when it comes to certain men. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes
but
can
no,
be
don't
like
ease
that.
Up. Don't ease up. Don't ease up. Don't ease up on me. I'm gonna be honest. Don't ease up. Let me adjust. Let me do the adjustments. You would know about. Yeah. I'm gonna just put it there like that.
Look, her mind just went clear off the radar. She couldn't even finish her damn statement. Clear off the radar. It took her ass back to that beautiful ass night. Straight up, she just could not finish her damn sentence. Look here, I
can't. That's unbelievable.
That's the type of feeling a woman's supposed to have. That's the type of feeling a woman's supposed to have. She can't. She's thinking of all that. She's thinking that probably that one person that put her in that mode. She couldn't finish not one damn sentence. There was always a comment.
Okay.
So we are at the end of the show. So I guess you guys got any last words before we get up out of here? Ladies first. Oh, you done got quiet.
Why you get quiet? What's going on?
I'm just gonna stop while I'm ahead.
I can't tell y'all what's going on in my mind right now because we at the end of the show. But boy, if y'all was over here, just know I would be breaking some ass off right now. Ass breaking it off. Just
excuse me. Excuse me. Okay.
Yeah. All
right. Look, that comment kind of threw a nigga off, but shout out to the whole Monsters Radio family. Shout out to everybody that's out here grinding, man. Give a shout out to the man that allow us to do what we do on a daily basis, you feel me? So, Juice G, you can catch me everywhere. You definitely catch me on Monsters Radio. Catch my music on the webpage, Monsters Radio webpage. Download it on iTunes. Just type up Juice Space G. That's all it is. So holla at your boy, man. I got some fire for you. It's on the way. E is on the way.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what you ain't never failed me, so I can't wait to hear it. So all right, y'all. Tomorrow's Comic Cafe. Tune in tomorrow. There are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. It's our urban therapy night. Come in, kick it with us. Don't get 30 days for putting your hands on a coworker or because Joe ass got it going to work. So tomorrow, Comic Cafe, tune in with us and we're gonna help you release your stress. Sorry, on the way up out of here, seeing that it's so cold tonight. Make sure y'all put a little extra oomph into it and make sure you ask for your soul back. Jagged Edge, Ashanti, Wet Wednesday.
Oh, you lost
it. Good night, y'all. Hey. Good night. And thank you for listening. Wow.
Y'all know what this is. Love it when you grind on me, when you put it right on me. All the things that you make, all the sounds you create. So down with it and so submissive. I'm in awe of you, all of you. You're my mission.
Got my mind, my body's sure to follow.
Ooh, keep doing ooh, that thing you do. Go ahead and
love it when you grind on me, when you put it right on
ooh,
me.
Baby.
All the pictures that you make, all the sound you create. Hey, you put a little, that's when I lose control. When you put a little.
You won't let go.
When you put a little
bit on
me, keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little on me, when you put a little bit.
For me, ain't looking for a tip, but to let away, just shaking little hips for me. And the way you lick your lips and do them little things to get me off, all I wanna do is get you off. Say you wanna be my girlfriend, baby, you done paid the cost. Ooh, 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 that's all you're gonna hear when the lights go off. Love is how you do it, and I don't think there's another girl in the world for
love
me.
Love it when you wind on me, when you put it right
on me.
Keep telling me how much you love me when you put a little bit of in it.
please ya, not tease ya like this. You say you like it when I squeeze a little bit. Well, you ain't feeling nothing yet. I hear this beat in my head. Watch me move my hips to it. Left to right, right to left. I'ma have you out of breath when I put a little oomph in it. When I put a little oomph in it, oh, oh. Back and forth, oh my lord. You gon' want more when I put a little oomph in it. When I put a little oomph in it.
When you put a little